One of the conditions imposed by Gandhiji for his breaking of the fast unto death related to the mosques in Delhi occupied by Hindu refugees. But when Hindus in Pakistan were subjected to violent attacks, he did not so much as utter a single word to protest and censure the Pakistan government. Gandhi is being referred to as the father of the nation. But if that is so, he had failed his paternal duty inasmuch as he has acted very treacherously to the nation by his consenting to the partitioning of it. The people of this country were eager and vehement in their opposition to Pakistan, but Gandhiji played false with the people. I shall be totally ruined, and the only thing I could expect from the people would be nothing but hatred if I were to kill Gandhiji. But at the same time, I felt that Indian politics in the absence of Gandhiji would surely be proved practical, able to retaliate and be powerful with armed forces. No doubt my own future would be totally ruined, but the nation would be saved from the inroads of Pakistan. I do say that my shots were fired at the person whose policy and action had brought rack and ruin and destruction to millions of Hindus. There was no legal machinery by which such an offender could be brought to book, and for this reason I fired those fatal shots. I do not desire any mercy to be shown to me. I did fire shots at Gandhiji in open daylight. I did not make any attempt to run away. In fact, I never entertained any idea of running away. I did not try to shoot myself, for it was my ardent desire to give vent to my thoughts in an open court. My confidence about the moral side of my action has not been shaken even by the criticism leveled against it on all sides. I have no doubt honest writers of history will weigh my act and find the true value thereof someday in future.